The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Arthur Idala on AM 970, The Answer.
This is the Arthur Idala Power Hour with quintessential New Yorker attorney Arthur Idala, New York's go-to lawyer. He's here to share his stories from in the courtroom and around the city with interviews from high-profile guests and everyday folks calling in to talk about everything from politics, lifestyle, health and wellness, and more. And now your host, making the case for the city he loves, attorney Arthur Idala.
Well, we are started up here on a Friday in Midtown Manhattan. It's Arthur Idala on the Arthur Idala Power Hour. So here's the question for the day. Like, what is a friend? Like, what is the definition of a friend? I got Sam Bellino here. I have Joni here. You know, everyone can have a different definition of a friend. Does it matter the amount of time you know the person? Does it matter how much time you spend with that person? Does it matter how many years have gone by since you've seen that person? I think everyone is entitled to their own definition of what a friend is. And today, earlier today, I was at... I forget the name of the church, Loyola. St. Ignatius Loyola. It was just a beautiful church. Thank you, Sam Bellino. And it was a funeral mass for someone who I consider a friend. And the reason why I ask about that definition is I'm pretty broken up about the loss of Jerry Foley, who was a mentor to me on the radio and on the podcasting, in the podcasting world, and was kind of like a, big brotherish kind of figure it became in my life. But I don't know him that long, and that's kind of rare. I know Sam Bellino for quite some time now. I know Joan. It feels like my entire life. I know Joan. My whole life, the life before that, and the life before that, too.
That's a positive.
Yes.
You're like family.
Right, exactly. So, you start questioning yourself, why am I so upset about the loss of a man who was, in my life for such a relatively short amount of time? I'm 56 years old, and I know I'm like 30 months, something like that, which is not typical for me to be this upset about something like that. But I guess there's a way where someone can come into your life and have a pretty significant impact in a relatively short amount of time. And I think under my definition, I'm allowed to call him a friend and say that I lost a friend. Today, I would say there were 500 people in that church this afternoon at 1:30. It was packed. Clearly, Jerry Foley's whole family was there. And, when we depart, and Jerry left in a very swift manner, he was 68. He had a ski accident. They did a tribute for him on CBS News on Sunday. Whoopi Goldberg did a tribute to him at the end of The View yesterday because he produced that show. Besides the David Letterman show, he directed it, I should say, is a better term. And the priest who spoke today, Father Steve, actually grew up with the Foley boys and girls. And it was interesting when he was giving the homily, he said, "This is the hardest thing for a priest to do. I should be down there in the audience grieving with you." Jerry had been cremated, so there was just a big picture of him. And the interesting part is Joan and Sam Bellino and I and Sibelia, we know white-haired Jerry Foley. The picture of him was black-haired Jerry Foley. But I brought a picture, and I owe Joan a debt of gratitude because during one of our podcast sessions here, when Jerry would bring in his team of lighting guys and camera guys, Joan went And she would take her own little behind the scenes photos, and Jerry never wanted to be in the photos or pose for them, but she got him to pose for this one particular photo, and he looks great. He looks great, and I blew it up. I've blown it up a couple of times, and there's one sitting right here where I'm talking to you on the radio, and he's looking at me, and then I printed one out just on the regular printer today, and I brought it with me. And I will tell you, the highlight by far was as I said, the church was full. Joan and I got there early, and we slept pretty close to the front, maybe 10 rows back. It's a huge church. And after the priest started the Mass, I looked to my right, and there was David Letterman and his wife. And I know that that would have meant the world to Jerry Foley that Letterman showed up, because my limited understanding, without telling too many stories out of school, is those last couple of years of the Letterman show, when they were up doing battling Leno and Letterman and Leto and Leto and Leto back and forth, I don't think it was the greatest work environment. Jerry Foley was right in the middle of it with Letterman, and I don't think it was the most pleasant place on the planet. And to have Letterman show up today, and he looked great, by the way. His beard was nicely trimmed, and he was in a beautiful suit with a beautiful tie, and his wife was there, and I watched them through the whole ceremony. And then when the ceremony ended, everybody walked out, and oh, I'm sorry, how did I miss the highlight? you're talking about a friend and losing a friend and what you're rooting for when they have a sudden tragic departure like this. Jerry Foley had one son, and his son's name was Quinn, who I met here yesterday in the office. He made a special request to meet me outside of the, kind of chaos of today, where there were hundreds of people around, and that was an absolute honor that he asked to come and meet with me. And I now know that he's named Quinn after, that's his mother's maiden name. He was his only child, and he was the apple of his eye. Jerry Foley's whole world revolved around his son. And his son gave a eulogy that, I mean, the best thing I can say was who made his father very, very proud. He spoke glowingly, of course, as he would of his dad, but the lessons that his father taught him and his, parsing, being a tough dad with some humor here and there. And it was really, really wonderful. And then everyone, the Mass was over. The woman who sang was fantastic. And then everyone left. And I just wasn't ready to leave. And there was this big picture of Jerry. And there was the urn with, I guess, his remains in it, and a floral piece. And the priest had blessed all that. So everyone left, and not everyone, but then my rose or the rose right around me. And I just kind of sat there, and I just, looked and stared and thought. And I had Jerry's picture in one hand. And again, you question yourself. Like, oh, am I being overly dramatic? Am I being a wimp? Am I la, 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 la? And you just can't, you just question the authenticity of your sorrow in a weird way. And I've done this before. It was when Justice Scalia died. I was, very, very upset. And I start thinking, am I, blowing this out of proportion? But, feelings are feelings, right? The thing with Scalia is I knew him 25 years. As I said, Jerry Fuller, I knew him, 25 months. But then when I turned around after, I went up to Jerry's urn and picture, and I said a prayer, and then I turned around, two rows behind me is David Letterman and his wife, and I had this picture of Jerry. And so I didn't even think about it. I just walked over to them. I showed him the picture, because the picture I'm looking at, the big blown-up one, he's got black hair, and this one, he's not in the picture in my hand. He's got white hair. And I just went over to David Letterman. I was like, this is the Jerry Foley I knew. I was like, this was taken in my office a couple of months ago. And we just started talking. And I will tell you, I did not meet the nasty, curmudgeon-y, wisecracking David Letterman at all. I met a really, really nice man, humble guy, clearly liked Jerry Foley a lot. He talked about the healing that the ceremony gave him personally. And then Paul Schaefer came over. So it was me and David Letterman and Paul Schaefer talking about Jerry Foley. And I said to them exactly what I said to you. Like, what is a friend? I mean, I said, you guys know him for decades. I know him for 2 years. But I feel there's big loss. And We had a nice conversation about it, and they were both really nice, really sweet, and David Letterman's wife was a doll. And then this other woman who was with Paul Schaefer, I still don't even know who she is. She was like, "Hi, Arthur," and she introduced herself, and I was a little bit of a daze. She's like, "Jerry spoke so highly of you. He raved about you. You have to keep doing what you were supposed to do with him. He would want that." You know, she was very, very, very cool. So I'll just end, you know, like, like, what is a friend? What is authentic? What's real? What's not real? I guess it's a question, you know, we all have to figure out for ourselves. It sometimes there are reminders along the way. About 2 years after Justice Scalia died, I was at a dinner with his wife and son, and then I wound up walking his wife to the car, Mrs. Scalia, and as I opened the door for her to get in her car, and I was about to shut the door, she leaned out through the door, put her hand on my arm, and just said, "Arthur, he was very fond of you." And to get that kind of, comment from Mrs. Scalia, when they were married, I don't know how many decades, four, five, six, not six. You know, it makes you, it justifies your feelings. And I think my feelings about a guy who I've known for 2 years plus are justified. But, you know, we all have loss in our lives and we all deal with it in a different way. And we have friends and we all define friendship in different ways. But I think ultimately it's up to the individual to figure out what makes sense and what your feelings are and to identify your feelings. And if you have your own definition of what a friend is, well, you can, I don't know, we could talk about it another time. I think we're going to have, the chief of staff or the chief advisor to the mayor of the city of New York coming on. And let's talk about what's going on in New York right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. Thursday, never looking back,
it's Friday, I'm in love. It's been reported that Russia and Iran are officially ditching the U.S. dollar and trading in their local currencies. This could mean the death of the dollar as we know it. Learn how you can diversify and protect your savings today with a free gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, they're offering qualifying customers up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Call Goldco today at 855-GOLD-IRA. That's 855-GOLD-IRA.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Hey, it's Arthur Idala here for Bay Ridge Honda, run by my family friend Rob Sabah and his family. Sabah family owned and operated. This Honda dealer has been there for over 60 years, serving the five boroughs. I've gotten cars there. My whole family has. My mother, my sister, my grandfather. Everyone knows to go to Bay Ridge Honda because the Sabah family and their team make you feel like you're part of their family, and they are the most trusted in the business. To kick off spring, Bay Ridge Honda is offering $0 deals all month long. $0 deals. That means zero down deals. On top of that, APR rates as low as 1.9%, and no payments until summer 2024. 90 days of no payments. They have best prices around and will offer you top dollar for your trade-in. You name it, they have it. Brand new Hondas like the Civic, the HR-V, the CR-V, the Accord, and the Passport. Honda has them all. Serving the five boroughs of New York, every new vehicle comes with the Bay Ridge Plus package for all of your service maintenance needs. Visit Bay Ridge Honda, 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, or online at bayridgehonda.com.
This is your invitation to the intersection of versatility and design. Experience the empowering feeling of the Lexus SUVs and some of the best offers of the year on select models at the Invitation to Lexus sales event, now through April 1st.
Lease the 2024 RX350 Premium All-Wheel Drive for $528 a month for 36 months with $49.99 due at signing.
Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer in the Lexus Eastern area and it's April 1st, 2024.
This is Jerry Boyer for townhall.com. At the State of the Union speech, President Biden claimed victory over inflation.
My inherited economy is on the brink. Now our economy is literally the envy of the world. Wages keep going up. Inflation keeps coming down. Inflation has dropped from 9% to 3%, the lowest in the world, and tending lower.
Not so fast. This is a classic case of how to lie with statistics. Yes, inflation is down from 9%, but that means it got as high as 9%. When Biden took the oath of office, inflation was only 2.5%. Then it spiked all the way up to 9%, the highest in a generation. Now it's a little over 3%. So let's make it simple. Prices are 20% higher now than they were when he took office. It takes $1.20 to buy what used to cost a dollar. If we buy these lies again, your dollar is not going to buy much of anything soon. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Remember when you were in your teens and you thought you were invincible? Well, the same rationale applies to adults, too. When we're feeling good, we think everything is okay, and we don't need a power of attorney, or we think we don't need a healthcare proxy. We think, we'll worry about that when we're older or we become sick. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, if something happens, you might not be able to designate a power of attorney or healthcare proxy. What happens then? Then the state or the courts may have to make those choices for you. Is that what you want? Of course not. It's essential to create a power of attorney and a healthcare proxy as soon as you can when you're healthy. Call Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. They really know this stuff. They've been doing it for 40 years. They will help you make a plan that protects you best. You'll designate who you want to make decisions for you. For a free in-person initial consultation with a lawyer, call 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Welcome to The Good News Is with Ingrid Lewis-Martin, Chief Advisor to New York City Mayor Eric Adams, exclusively on the Arthur Idala Power Hour on AM 970 The Answer.
Oh, well, you know, when you hear this song, you know what's going on. It is Friday. And it's maybe the most important segment of the week because we have the woman who sits next to the man inside City Hall. That would be Ingrid Lewis-Martin. She is the chief advisor to the mayor of the city of New York. Welcome back. Happy Friday, Ingrid.
Happy Friday, Arthur, and to all of those listening and to the Idala team. Happy Friday.
Thank you so much. And you know, it's cool to hear your voice. I'm like, at least tomorrow I don't have to wake up early because, you know, I don't got to run into the office. Of course, Ingrid wakes up early every day because she's always got something going on.
That's why I'm laughing. I'm like, don't have to wake up early. I long for those days. I wake up early every day. I have to check that. You know, check the internet, check my text messages, you know, my phone calls that I may have missed.
Yeah. Well, since we're just on the topic of the weekend real quick, Ingrid, because my phone was blowing up earlier about all these advisories about the weather this weekend. Is New York City covered? Are we on everyone, all the particular, the specific agencies on alert for these, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5 inches of rain?
Yes, OEM is on the grind, and we're ready. We're prepared. We expect to have about 2.5 to maybe 3.5 inches of rain, if I remember correctly. And we expect the rain to start around 2 a.m. until about 8 a.m. You know, that's going to be like when we have a lot of rain. So I think we'll be fine. We, you know, we're prepared. You know, we have a good team, smart team, and we're ready to go.
Just so people understand how thorough you guys take care of things, just tell them about like the phone calls that are made between you guys, the correspondence between you guys, and you know, put people's mind at ease that the city government is on it.
Well, first of all, we have a text exchange that's spot on, like it's instantly. So we have a text exchange with all of the emergency service entities, OEM, the police department, fire department, sanitation department, the mayor's included in it. Our executive team is included. We do daily calls, sometimes 3-4 times a day, depending on what the event is expected to be. In this case, we've been doing calls twice a day because we are really confident that we can handle this very easily. Our chief of staff is over that division, and she's a little beast. That's the best compliment that I can give anyone who's really driven and a hard worker. I'm referred to as the beast. And we just do a really thorough job of keeping in touch and keeping in contact to ensure that whatever is necessary is done. And I'm sure that our team has been giving alerts to the media, to the press, so that they know.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting them.
To pass it out. to the general.
I'm getting them. The Daily News popped up, and I know maybe it was something else popped up in my phone that you guys said, you know, to be alert. So we're going to be alert with all this rain heading our way. So in the week, you know, we always talk about the good news is, and I know we'll turn away, turn this into being the good news. You know, in November or something like that, right before the day of, I think the statute of limitations expired for this Adult Survivors Act to sue people. There was just a summons and notice filed against Eric Adams. And then this past week, they got into some of the details finally of what took place. It took place 30 years ago, 30. So I'm 56. So I was 26 years old in the DA's office. All I can tell you is my life was very, very, very different than it is now. You know Eric Adams for about that amount of time. So what does Ingrid Lewis Martin make of these accusations, allegations, I should say, accusations, whichever word you want to use, against Mayor Adams?
Okay, well, it didn't take place 30 years ago. The mayor has absolutely no recollection of ever meeting the lady. I've known Eric for 40 years, to be honest. 40 years I've known the mayor. So let me refer to him by his title, Mayor Adams. And I've known him in various capacities throughout our 40-year relationship. He was in the police academy with my husband when we met. And that was when we used to party hard and have fun. We were all in our mid-20s. Trying to, you know, move forward with our careers. And we didn't know where we would end up, but we knew that we would always be together because we liked each other. We bonded. My husband and Eric were friends, you know, first, and I became a friend. And Eric has always been a gentleman. He's always been kind and respectful. And what was said of him is just not the Eric that I know. And I don't believe it for one second. And I stand with him 100%. That is not Eric Adams. And anyone who knows Eric, truly knows him, knows that is not Eric.
Okay, and, here's what I'm going to get confronted with, just so you know. So a lot of people listen to this show from firefighters, police officers, school teachers, real estate magnates. They're going to be like, of course, Arthur, what do you expect Ingrid to say? She's been friends with him. Of course she's going to cover for him.
I'm going to say the truth, Arthur. I'm cutting you off. Cutting you off because people who know me know that I'm not afraid of man, but I am afraid of God. And I believe in God. And if I would not be on national radio or anything else standing up for something that I did not absolutely 100% believe in. And I believe in Eric Adams. I believe in his innocence. And I don't know that to be Eric Adams. I don't believe that of him. Okay. I do not. And I'm not. No. And people who know me know that I'm honest and telling the truth. And people who don't know me, then you need to know me. And you need to know that one of the things that people don't like about me is the fact that I tell the truth. And they get angry at me because they want me to tell them what they want to hear. But whether they want to hear it or not, and whether they believe it or not, that is not Eric Adams. And I've known Eric when we used to party. And I've known Eric when he was out there having wild, crazy fun. And men have reputations just like women do. Men have reputations just like women do. And Eric has never had that type of a reputation. That is ludicrous. So many of us called each other. We were appalled. This was Thanksgiving Day. And then when the lawsuit finally came out, we started calling each other again. And I had to fight with my team to make a statement because they're like, no, you work for Eric, so you really should. I said, no, I work for Eric, so I should. I work for Eric by choice. I don't have to work for him. I work for him because I want to work for him. And I would never want to work for someone who depicted that type of disgusting, vile behavior that the woman said. And I'm going to say this. That law was put in place for people who were victimized. And I take that law very seriously. When I was young, I was almost victimized. Somebody put a knife to my neck and threatened me, kissed me or else. And he had a bunch of his friends. I didn't know what he was going to do to me. I never saw the person in my neighborhood. My block was quiet. And I ran for my life and I was spared. Some of my very good friends have been victims of sexual assault. So I take this very seriously. And this law was made to help people who were victims. And it should be used for that manner. So I don't want to victimize a victim. But in this case, Eric is the victim. And I'm not letting him be victimized. I don't believe it. Not one second do I believe it.
Ladies and gentlemen, arrest my case. You ready to go into a courtroom, Ingrid, and you're going to defend him? Because he sounds like you're all ready to do so.
Well, you know, they always said I was slated to go to law school, and that was a whole long story as to why I didn't. I did an internship with a lawyer who was unscrupulous, and it turned me off the law. But even some of the lawyers that I work with, they say to me, you naturally think like a lawyer. But I'm telling you, in this particular case, I'm just, no, that is not Eric Adams. And I don't care if people like him or not. They should be honest and know the truth. That is not Eric Adams.
So let's talk about something that I think is very positive from the mayor. The mayor is demanding that people who are not paying their water bills pay their water bills. And, you know, I'm sure that adds up to a lot of money. Tell me what we're talking about, Ingrid.
Well, yeah, we have a lot of people who are not paying their water bills, and it's unfair to people who are paying their water bills because, you know, when people don't pay their water bills, it makes it harder for New Yorkers who are, because the rates seems to go up. That's what we noticed since we came in office, and we don't want that to happen because that's unfair. We want to make the rates be fair and equitable for everyone. So we put in place an amnesty program, and it was in place for about almost a year, and we got $105 million that we collected from over 100,000 New Yorkers. You know, so that's
$105 million. Even in the city budget, that's a lot of money.
Right, and we forgave $22 million in interest and penalties. So, you know, right now there's about another 2,400 individuals who owe us money, you know, another $102 million, which amounts to about $40,000 per customer. Now, that doesn't mean that every single customer owes $40,000, but on an average, that's what it amounts to. And we're going to cut their water off. You know, we sent them about 4 warning letters. And we're trying to reach them, but the water will be shut off. They have to pay their water bills. And we don't want to penalize anyone. They can call us at any time. And we will go into a payment agreement. And as long as they keep within the stipulation of the payment agreement, their water will remain. So, you know, it has to be fair. And we need to collect our money so that we can keep the water taxes down. I pay a water tax bill. So do you. And we don't want our water bill taxes going up. I don't.
No, I hear you. Ingrid, before I let you go, I just want to throw one more thing at you because, you know, you guys served in Brooklyn Borough Hall for 8 years. Yes. And yes. I just today it popped up in Cranes that developer plans 47-story Brooklyn Heights Tower. Just for a minute, just brag about your time in Brooklyn Borough Hall and how you guys have really helped, you know, turn that borough into the mecca that it is now.
Well, when we were in Brooklyn Borough Hall, it was really a wonderful experience for us. You know, Eric's from Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn. He was raised in Queens. We forgive him for that. That's not his fault. Because he came back home to Brooklyn. He knew where the bread was buttered at. And, you know, Brooklyn Borough Hall was a place that everyone would come to. We acknowledged all types of organizations, civic organizations, cultural organizations, religious organizations. We worked with community boards, very closely with the community boards, to try our best to ensure that development and affordable home and housing that they wanted was, you know, implemented within Brooklyn. We did a lot of street co-namings. We just made Brooklyn a real fun place for people to come and live and just engage. It was just a great time. You know, you used to come to Borough Hall when we were there often.
Trust me, I'm more of a Brooklyn boy than Mayor Adams is. 47-story Brooklyn Heights Tower. It's going to be right on the corner, I think, of Montague and I don't know what street this looks like, but it's going to be right in the corner of Montague Street, like Montague and Court, which is, you know, right across from the courthouse. So it's going to be
right
a big deal.
That's right across.
Yeah, that's it's going to be a big deal. Well, Ingrid,
that's right across.
Thank you for all you do.
You know,
I know.
The man's attitude is build, baby, build, because we need affordable housing. So I'm sure that 42 tower will have some affordable housing in it if we have anything to say about it.
I am positive. I am positive that it will. I think that's kind of built into anything the community board and then the Department of Buildings approves. There has to be some percentage of it has to have affordable housing. So, Joni wants to say hello, Ingrid Lewis Martin.
Well, hello, Ingrid Lewis Martin. I'm so glad you're coming on to give us some positive news and some good news about our mayor. So thank you for always doing that.
I love you guys.
We adore you and love you and appreciate what you're doing for New York City.
Thank you.
All right. That is the chief advisor to the mayor of the city of New York, Ingrid Lewis Martin. That's what I always wanted with this show, for you to get the real scoop. And believe me, she's got the real scoop. And, you know, today we didn't dig too deep into city issues. We dug deep into the personality and the character of the man who's leading this city. You know, some people may love it and some people may not love it, but he is the leader of the city. And as I'm concerned, no matter who the leader of the city, state, and government is, I'm rooting for them to be successful. I'm not the kind of guy who hopes they go down in a bowl of flames. All right, let's take a quick break at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Tonight at 7, it's the Fun Friday edition of Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough and Christine Nicholas. What does that mean? Broadway reviews, restaurants. We'll talk about things going on in the different bids across New York City and have a cocktail recipe or two. That's tonight at 7.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala. Fastdeck Industries helps with all of your construction, demolition, and your weekly waste removal needs. They have roll-off containers from 10 to 40 yards, perfect for house, attic, and garage cleanouts or construction and demolition debris. Fastdeck specializes in the removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, and asphalt in all five boroughs, every corner of New Jersey, and now serving Westchester County. Fastdeck is the number one supplier of recycled products, the number one wholesaler of virgin quarry materials, and the number one provider of roll-off containers. Call Fastdeck today. Ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600. That's 718-494-1600. Mention this ad for $25 off your next roll-off container rental. Go online to FAZTECIND.com for more information. Fastdeck Industries is now serving Westchester County. Fastdeck Industries is a DeFazio company.
Prepare yourself for what's next. With 8 undergraduate programs and 5 graduate programs, the College of Behavioral and Social Sciences at Coppin State University provides a hands-on, interdisciplinary education that puts learning into action. Our world-class faculty foster an environment for personalized attention and an education tailored to your needs. Our faculty will equip you with the skills you need to protect, serve, and lead the community. Visit coppin.edu/social to learn more. That's coppin.edu/social.
Hey, it's me, your barista. So you know how you come in almost every day for our cold foam coffee?
Yeah, well, I might be putting myself out of a job by telling you this, but now there's an easy way to foam at home with new International Delight Cold Foam Creamer. With 3 new foaming flavors, French vanilla, sweet and creamy, and caramel macchiato, who could blame you if you stopped coming in altogether? Yeah, it's that foaming delicious. You're welcome.
New International Delight Cold Foam Creamer, now in stores. It's foaming delicious.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala. Many students finish college without a clear path towards a career. Do you know a graduate in this position? Well, tell them about Plaza College's accelerated program in court reporting, which allows them to speed their way into the legal field and make great money without going to law school. This is an in-demand, lucrative career with flexibility that more people need to know about. I speak to the district attorney's offices often, and they are in dire need of court reporters. Courts, schools, and television stations are all seeking these professionals to record and caption everything from depositions, classes, live shows, and sporting events. And the National Court Reporters Association has partnered with Plaza College to offer a free 2-week virtual seminar that gives a glimpse into the world of court reporting and captioning. The program is called A to Z and is being offered free and can be completed from the convenience of your home. So sign up today by emailing info@plazacollege.edu. That's info@plazacollege.edu.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
We're back to the Arthur Idala Power Hour with New York City's preeminent trial attorney and quintessential New Yorker, attorney Arthur Idala.
All right, welcome back on a Friday night. It's Arthur Idala on the Power Hour. We're trying to keep things upbeat, positive, happy on this Friday night. So there's no one more positive, more happy, more upbeat than the one and the only Joni Pelzer. Go ahead, Joni. Tell us what we're going to do this next
time. Glass half full, Arthur. We always talk about that. So I wanted to bring someone in because today Jerry's son talked a little bit about mentoring people and who Jerry mentored and a conversation he had had. So I thought, well, I'm not necessarily mentoring someone, but this is an important person. He's going to be a rising film star. And we have had Bobby Maresco on the show recently, who this kid has met. So I want to introduce you to a new friend of mine. His name is Ralph. Ralph, welcome to the Arthur Idala Power Hour.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. Thank you for being here. Ralph Calais. Did I pronounce Calais Schultz right?
Yeah. That rhymed. That's fine.
Ralph Calais Schultz. So what is unique about Ralph is Ralph's a film student. So he's young. He's in college. And he's going to host a film festival, the first ever film festival at my theater, Arthur. Isn't that amazing?
Anything that you do is amazing.
All right. So, Ralph, tell us about this film festival. It's AMT Theater and RISE, R-I-S-E, Flicks, F-L-I-X, Empowering Independent Cinema. Just give us a quick lowdown, like the Cliff Notes version.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's more so of like a showcase than it is a festival, I'd say. But, I mean, that's great. I mean, we're trying to create a festival environment. So what RISE Flicks is, basically, we are a network-integrated streaming platform that caters directly to independent and student filmmakers. So our goal is to facilitate the process of getting your work out there to industry professionals and people who can get you to that next step in the industry. So as you kind of alluded to, foreshadowed to, on Sunday, 31st March at AMT Theater on 354 West 45th Street, for whoever doesn't know, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., we will be having our first exclusive in-person, one-night-only RISE Flicks showcase. So we're collaborating with AMT Theater, and the point of this event is to showcase the best New York-based curated short films from our platform, RISE Flicks. So these are made by amazing student filmmakers, emerging independent filmmakers.
Well, that's wonderful. And I know you were in high school during COVID, but the film industry suffered during COVID and then during the SAG strike. Did it affect you and the people that you're working with?
Yeah, I mean, for me directly, it didn't until I arrived. So in high school, yes, of course, I was still in high school. And, you know, the COVID was a massive kind of hindered my whole graduation experience. But coming to the States and, you know, working with all the people I work with in the industry, of course, COVID and then the strike, it slowed everything down and kind of hurt a lot of opportunities for young emerging artists.
Absolutely agree. So, and you're partnering up with a bunch of schools as well as industry professionals, true?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have School of Visual Arts, who's going to be collaborating with us, as well as Rider College, as well as Art Center, who we work with as well. So a few other schools out there that are supporting the event and supporting our cause.
Excellent. So people can go to where to get tickets?
Yeah, absolutely. So people can go to amttheater.org. Right there on the homepage, you'll find the event, all the information, and how to get tickets.
Well, good luck. I know it's on Easter Sunday. Good luck with this.
You sound like you have as much caffeine as Joni Pelza does
exactly.
On a regular basis. That's why you guys get along so well?
Absolutely. You already know energy always high.
All right. Well, God bless you. Congratulations. This is a great thing, and I am sure you're going to have a very, very successful event, especially since the weather's not supposed to be that great, and it'll be a good time to go to a theater, right, Joni?
Yes, absolutely agree. All right. Thank you, Ralph, for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great one.
You too.
And you know, Joan, the importance of mentoring young people. You know, you brought that young man Ryan here yesterday.
Absolutely. Ryan Limegruber.
And even today when Jerry Foley's son Quinn spoke, he talked about how his dad, one of the last conversations he heard his dad having was mentoring somebody.
Somebody who was having a bad day in his career. Yep.
And he basically told him, hang in there. What do you
hang in there and right. Just keep going.
Right.
Just keep going, right? You do that. You're an amazing mentor, Arthur. Let's talk about that because you really are an amazing mentor. You have a whole bunch of interns and you sit with them and you talk to them and you give them time. You don't ignore them. You don't pass them off to someone else. Everybody here in ABK gives them time, including the judges, including you. It's really nice to see that.
We have so many interns coming in, I don't even know where we're going to put them.
We're going to have to do two per desk.
All right, so we're going to take a little break, and I don't know, we're going to end the show off with something fun, interesting. Oh, we have to say a little prayer for the soon to be queen or eventual
yes.
queen.
Yeah, that was some bad that's news sad. About Princess Kate. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
We'll yeah, say no
a
good.
Prayer. And we have somebody to wish a very, very special birthday to.
Yeah, and it's not every day that you, you know, you hit that number that, that your uncle, what's his first
99,
name?
99, Uncle Al.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break with Sambolino and Joni on a Friday night here on the Arthur Idala Power Hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Take your education to the next level. Coppin State University is the number one most affordable university system of Maryland. Launch your healthcare career with our Masters of Science in Health Information Management. When you graduate, future employers will not only want to hire you, they will demand to. Our programs allow you to take your professional development to the next level without sacrificing your career, family life, or personal responsibilities. The sky has never been the limit. Visit coppin.edu/grad to learn more. That's coppin.edu/grad.
By age 17, Ken Bevel's life was heading toward disaster as he sought love and acceptance in all the wrong places. Needing a change in direction, Ken joined the U.S. Marine Corps, but still struggled. Then something happened to dramatically change his life. After serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, Ken retired from the military and won roles in two feature films, Courageous and Fireproof. Today, Ken works to help others overcome the challenges he faced as a teen. Hear Ken's inspiring story at the annual CBMC Good Friday Breakfast with Ken Bevel. That's Friday, March 29th at 7 in the morning at the Hanover Marriott in Whippany. For tickets and more information, go to eventbrite.com and search CBMC Men's Good Friday Breakfast. From the streets to the Middle East to Hollywood, join us at the Men's Good Friday Breakfast on March 29th in Whippany at the Hanover Marriott. Bring a friend, bring a colleague, bring your neighbor. RSVP at Eventbrite and search for Men's Good Friday Breakfast with Ken Bevel. Be encouraged and inspired.
Hey, it's Arthur Idala here for Bay Ridge Honda, run by my family friend, Rob Sabah, and his family. Sabah family owned and operated. This Honda dealer has been there for over 60 years, serving the five boroughs. I've gotten cars there. My whole family has. My mother, my sister, my grandfather. Everyone knows to go to Bay Ridge Honda because the Sabah family and their team make you feel like you're part of their family, and they are the most trusted in the business. To kick off spring, Bay Ridge Honda is offering $0 deals all month long. $0 deals. That means zero down deals. On top of that, APR rates as low as 1.9%. And no payments until summer 2024. 90 days of no payments. They have best prices around and will offer you top dollar for your trade-in. You name it, they have it. Brand new Hondas like the Civic, the HR-V, the CR-V, the Accord, and the Passport. Honda has them all. Serving the five boroughs of New York, every new vehicle comes with the Bay Ridge Plus package for all of your service maintenance needs. Visit Bay Ridge Honda, 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, or online at BayRidgeHonda.com.
Kevin McCullough is next on AM 970, The Answer.
The Ramones. I'm actually wearing a watch that Uncle Lenny from L&B gave me. It's a very pretty watch. It looks like the watch that Elvis Presley used to wear. It's a Hamilton watch. It's not a very expensive watch for the record. It's very, I get a lot of compliments on it. But apparently it was one of the Ramones watches. The Ramones were a Queens band, been around forever, like 50 years almost, 40 years maybe. And one of the Ramones goes to L&B a lot, and he gave it to Lenny, and then Lenny has now given it to me, so let's go with the Ramones. Before I run out of time, and I want to talk about some surprising foods that boost your immunity. Joan, I know you would like to take the airwaves over to wish a happy special birthday.
We do have a very, very special birthday. How many people do you know, Arthur, that have turned 99 years old?
Right now, nobody. Like everyone I knew who hit 99 are no longer with us.
This is not the case in the Muratori family, which is my Sicilian side, which you always doubt that I'm Sicilian.
Yeah, we all still.
He cannot believe, Matt, that I'm
Matt,
Sicilian.
And today we're in Foley's mask. She doesn't even know when to kneel, when to stand.
Okay, that was wrong, because you
I was wrong.
Did anybody else in the church stay kneeling?
They didn't. Nobody knew in the church what to do anything.
You get up.
They're
a bunch
of heathens.
No,
okay, what if you were in the last row? You stand the whole time until they come to you?
No, we were ready to go
up. I was in the 10th row. You let the other people.
I never kneel before I go up to communion.
So what if you're in the last row? You just stand there for 10 minutes?
I would kneel if I'm in the last row, but we weren't. We were in like the 10th row.
You're supposed to. Everyone's supposed to kneel, and then they start
doing
the
communion. This is not a fight, people. This is just how Italians talk.
Anyway, wish the happy birthday.
Uncle Al Muratori. Am I saying it right for the Italian side of you?
I don't know. Just
because you don't say Cuso. Cuso. We say Quozo, but he says Cuso. So Uncle Al Muratori, Aunt Moody and Uncle Al listen to you, Arthur, faithfully every day. They also listen to Frank from Staten Island because my aunt can't sleep in the middle of the night.
I always wanted the 99-year-old demo.
He listens to you. He was a teacher. And they are the best two people on the face of the earth. I love them. It's my mom's side of the family. So everybody, Matt and Arthur, both say happy birthday.
All right. Happy birthday, Unc. Congratulations.
Happy birthday, Uncle
99.
Happy birthday.
Can I just 99. Tell you something? We called him Uncle Sonny because he was the youngest of the brothers, so he was the youngest son. So he was called Uncle Sonny my whole life, but it's Uncle Al.
All right. We're going to end. Happy birthday, Uncle Al. We are, so speaking of 99 years old, 10 surprising foods that boost your immunity. This November, December, January, February, March, there's been a lot of illness, not, thank God, serious illness, but a lot of colds, a lot of sniffles, from the youngest ones to the oldest ones. So the Associated Press, March 22nd. Did you know that some foods can help boost your immune system naturally and work to keep you healthy? Well, I will tell you, Arthur Idala here, I've had a pretty good season. There were a couple of days I was under the weather, but I never missed work. It was one day, but it had nothing to do with a cold. It was just my belly was off, and that was when the one day I was in Florida on vacation. I stayed in bed and watched movies with Arthur. All right, here we go. Drum roll, please, Mr. Sambolino. The number one food that will boost your immunity is mushrooms. Mushrooms contain selenium, deficiency of which may cause increased susceptibility to contracting a virus, as found in a study published in Nutrients Journal. The riboflavin and niacin found in mushrooms are also important for a healthy immune system. Try adding a handful of mushrooms to your pasta sauce. I'm all about the mushrooms. Number two, drum roll please. Sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes and other orange foods like carrots, squash, and pumpkin contain the antioxidant beta-carotene. This is a form of vitamin A that is essential for keeping your skin strong and able to fight off bacteria and vitamins and viruses. Now, I am not a big sweet potato guy, but even this morning, I had a thing of carrot juice. So let's go with the sweet potatoes or the carrots or the squash or the pumpkin. Number three, Sambolino. This is a good one. They are all around here in the Idala, Bertuna, and Cammons Law Firm. Ready? Look at this. I'm going to reach, Joe, look, I'm reaching over my right, and look what I'm pulling out. One, two, three.
Almonds.
Almonds are an excellent source of...
Eat the mushrooms.
Okay. Almonds are an excellent source of vitamin E, another antioxidant. Grab a handful, quarter of a cup, to get 50% of your daily recommended amount of vitamin E. Number four, I have this all the time. It's in the refrigerator inside right here at the office right now. Yogurt. Yogurt contains live and active cultures called probiotics. Aunt Connie's always talking about probiotics. These can help stimulate the immune system and keep our gut and intestinal tract healthy and free of disease-causing bacteria. I think my sister told me my father started making yogurt again. When we were kids, he used to have a yogurt maker. He was always making yogurt. All right, number five, Sambolino. Leafy greens. Leafy greens like spinach and kale are rich in a whole host of nutrients, including fiber, antioxidants, and folate, which is especially important for immune function, as per a study in the Journal of Immunology. Ooh, both spinach and kale leaves are great. Tossed into a salad. I had them yesterday. I had at Kalari Tavern. I had spinach and kale with grilled calamari over it. And then this morning, I did the drink mix thing with that. I was spinach, kale, celery, carrots, beets, and ginger. Woohoo! That'll put a little spark in your step. Number six, tea. T-E-A-T. What do I drink every day? green tea. Green and black tea contain polyphenols, and flavonoids, which are antioxidants that help fight disease. In addition, an amino acid that's responsible for an immune boost, L-theanine, is abundant in both black and green tea. Decaf versions have it too. Number seven, and now maybe many of you had this on Sunday because it was right aside the corned beef. It is cabbage. This inexpensive winter vegetable is a source of glutamine, which has been noted by many studies, including one in Nutrients Journal, to strengthen the immune system. Number eight. This is the one that Joni's breath smells like all the time. Garlic.
Okay. No, it does not.
That is a joke.
But wait, here's the thing, though. When I used to go roller skating when I was a kid, we would go to my grandmother's house to have dinner first, and I wouldn't eat the meatballs because I didn't want to smell when I went to go roller skating.
Sambolino, isn't that valuable? Is that, Sambolino, is that, you know, that article you
just in case.
The article you sent me yesterday about how to be a great talk show host, I think that was in it. Have Joni Pelzer tell
don't eat garlic meatballs if you're going out at night.
She really adds to the conversation. This is great.
Oh, yeah. We love Joni. In addition to warning off vampires, garlic also contains the active ingredient allicin, A-L-L-I-C-I-N, which fights infection and bacteria with its antibacterial and antifungal properties. Well, my father, maybe that's why he never gets sick, because he's always, even when he's out to eat, he's like, yeah, put a little extra garlic in there. Yeah, yeah, okay. Number nine. Barley and oats. These grains contain beta-glucan, a type of fiber with antimicrobial and antioxidant capabilities that have been found to stimulate the immune system. I'm not doing a lot of barley. I mean, there's like a barley soup, this and that. Oats, I mean, Leventhal banged out some overnight oats this morning. Okay, so I would say the two things here. All right. Let's go with the last one.
No, just drink a beer.
Yeah, I haven't done that in 65 days, but who's counting? Last one, number 10. Fish. F-I-S-C-H. Pesce. Otherwise, not to be confused
Omega,
with the judge.
Omega.
Just fish.
Omega.
Selenium, which is especially plentiful in shellfish, such as oysters, lobsters, crabs, and clams, help white blood cells produce proteins that help clear flu viruses out of the body. In addition, salmon, mackerel, and herring are rich in omega-3 fats, which reduce inflammation and increase airflow, protecting lungs from colds and respiratory infections. I think the other one that's really good in there is sardines. Boosting your immune system with foods that you eat is more accessible than you might think, and more important, too. So on this Friday night, as we wrap up the Arthur Idala Power Hour, I am trying to be positive about this because his son Quinn asked me to, but we're heading over to, I forget what it's called, the Cosmopolitan Club. You're coming, right, Sambolino?
I'll be there.
It's a celebration of life for our friend Jerry Foley, and there'll be a lot of people there. And although I'm really not drinking alcohol, when I would go out with Jerry, he would order a vodka martini, but he would only drink half of it. So I think I'll do the same. I'll order a vodka martini and have a couple of sips. God willing, it'll be a family weekend. It's going to be very wet tomorrow. Please be careful. Enjoy some indoor time. You can watch some stuff on television. You know, one thing that I would encourage people to go back and watch if they've never watched it is the series Mad Men. It is fantastic from beginning to end. I think it won the Emmy Award for Best Show on Television 5 out of the 7 years it was on. Some outrageous number like that. It's been an exciting week. We look forward to meeting up with you again on Monday. We're going to be outside Monday night. Don't forget, if you're around Monday night, 6 o'clock, come to Restaurant Row, 46th Street, off of 7th Avenue, Holdfast Kitchen and Spirits, 364 West 46th Street. See you Monday outside. Bye.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour is sponsored by Idala, Bertuna, and Kamins, PC. three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.